I know that you know, at least I hope you know, that tonight's not the end of the story. It's just the part one of the story. And you'll hear the conclusion on Sunday. As that famous sermon goes, it's Friday and we're talking about the death of Jesus, but Sunday's a coming. I want you to take a look tonight at Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 19. Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 19. You have it? Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 to verse 23. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, through Christ, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, who once were far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence. And you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. Can we just pray only because I need to? All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you left this word for us so that we can know you and hear from you, grow in our faith. I pray, Lord, that as we look at your word tonight, it would do the work that you want it to do. It's alive. It's powerful. And Lord, I just pray that you would use it tonight to speak to our hearts, bring us closer to you. I thank you, Lord, for what you are going to accomplish. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Can I loosen this? Everybody, I've loosened this. Who invented ties? Same person that invented the hanging noose. It says here that all the fullness of God was in Christ. In other words, Jesus was fully man and fully God. All the fullness of God was in Christ. And through his death, through Christ's death, God reconciled everything to himself. Why do we need a reconciliation? Well, because of sin. Sin separates us from God. Sin alienates us from God. It says here that it makes us his enemies. Our evil thoughts and our evil actions don't reveal our ignorance. They don't reveal our indifference. They reveal our hostility towards God. When we're not in harmony with God, we're hostile to his ideas, to his standards. We're strangers to his way of thinking. And we need reconciliation. And yet there's nothing we could do on our own to be reconciled to a holy God. So here's the good news. God reconciled you to himself through the death of Jesus Christ. not because of anything you do, but by the death of Jesus Christ. Jesus was both human and divine. As a man, he took the punishment for our sin and suffered an agonizing death. But he's also God. And as God, God identified with our sin, met it head on at the cross. And he took that total punishment, death, breaking the power of sin in our lives. Since he's perfect God and faced death, we could be sure that his sacrifice was complete. And it truly removes our sin, all of our sin, any sin. And we are brought into God's own presence. Holy, blameless, without a single fault, it says in verse 22. No one's good enough to save themselves. We must depend totally on the grace of God. And this is true no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. Because we've all sinned repeatedly. And any sin requires us to come to Jesus for salvation and eternal life. Apart from Christ, there's no way to be forgiven. Don't say, but I'll try harder. It's kind of arrogant, isn't it? I mean, we have tried on our own willpower to make changes in our life. Just lasts for so long, right? You do pretty good with willpower for a little while. Sooner or later, it just kind of runs out on you. It's in Christ that we're made holy. It's in Christ that we're new. It's in Christ that we're blameless. It's in Christ that we're without fault. Not anything we do. Look again at what it says there in verse 22. It's through the death of Christ that you are brought into his presence. Holy, blameless, standing before him without a single fault. How can you be blameless before God? It's really quite easy. Admit your sin. Ask God to forgive you. And then just receive that. Thanksgiving. Joy. Just receive it. It's that easy. I'm not saying that it shouldn't cost us something or that grace should be cheap. It's not like Christ does all the dying and we just kind of skip our way to heaven. But it's through Christ. It is so easy, right? Just confess, admit your sin, ask God to forgive, and you can have his forgiveness. And yet, we have hidden sins in our lives. Why? Well, we have hidden sins in our life because we're liars. And we deceive people. We're afraid, and so we hide. We hide sin. We hide sin from ourselves. We hide sin from other people. We hide sin even from God. How ridiculous is that? But that's what we do. And you come to church, and you're not free. You leave here and you still have guilt. And there's no peace. And I want better for you. And God wants better for you. As I was preparing this message, someone sent me an illustration. And it was from Francis Chan. You know who that is? Am I saying it right? His name? Yeah. And what he did was, he was preaching, and he had a bag, plastic bag. And he said, what I have here in this plastic bag is horse manure. And he opened it up, and he put it down on the platform, that bag of horse manure. And then he took a feather duster and he started dusting things on the platform. You know, he dusted the keyboard, and he dusted the music stand, and there was an artificial plant, and he was dusting the plant. And he says, how ridiculous would it be if you had horse manure in the middle of your living room, and you just ignored it there, and you were cleaning things all around your house with a feather duster, and just kept it there and ignored it. You really don't need a feather duster, you need a shovel. And he said, it's like that in our lives. He said, it's like we have this crap in our lives. And we're dusting all around it, you know? All the fringe things, you know, little things here and there. And all the while, there's this hidden sin that we're not dealing with. How foolish is that? When all you need to do is to admit that it's there, ask God to forgive you, and to accept His forgiveness, you need to be free. And yet, we don't do that. We try to keep it hidden. Someone has said, you can be who you are because you have nothing left to prove. You can be who you are because you have nothing left to prove. In other words, Jesus' death shows us how much God loves us. God loves us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to give His life so that we could be forgiven and not perish but have eternal life. The Bible says that God delights in us. The Bible calls us God's beloved. It even says in one place that God rejoices over you with singing. That's how much God loves you. God loves you. God really loves you. I know, you know, we say that all the time, but I don't know if we get that. God really, really loves you. And He desires a relationship with you, and He desires that relationship with you more than you desire it yourself. He loves you. He loves you so much that He died to forgive your sin. And it's His death, and in His death alone, they were able to be in God's presence, holy, blameless, without fault. And tonight, if there's any hidden sin, you can leave here rejoicing if you just admit it and ask God to forgive you. Knowing that we stand before God as His beloved because of Christ frees us to explore some of the dishonest things that we're trying to hide from everyone in our lives. It frees us to explore some disturbing aspects of our character, of who we are. We can face the truth about ourselves. We can reflect about it honestly and pray about it. And even talk to others about it freely. You see, sinful patterns in our life, it don't surprise God. And it doesn't threaten our standing with God. He loves us. Not because of our flawlessness, but because of Christ's flawlessness. We no longer have to try to keep up appearances with everyone, because Christ's righteousness has been applied to our account. It's the very foundation of who we are, of our self-concept. Because of Jesus, you could be who you are. You don't have to try to deceive others. Because of Jesus, and only because of Him, we can experience wholeness. It's not an excuse to live carelessly. Verse 23 says, continue to believe and to trust and to stand firm. Don't drift away and assurance, the assurance that you received when you first heard the good news. You know, when a judge in court declares a defendant not guilty, that person is acquitted of all accusation and charges. Legally, it's as if he was never accused. And when God forgives our sins, our record is wiped clean. From his perspective, it's as though we've never sinned. And so when we ask God, to forgive us, and then we commit that same sin again, it's not like we're committing it for the 10th time, or the 50th time, or the 100th time. It's like the first time. God forgave and forgets about the past. And so we start on this new road, and if we fail, we just confess again and ask God to forgive us again and receive that grace again and continue on. God's solution remains available to you. No matter what you've done, what you've been like in the past, God forgives you. Because there's many Christians who do a good job at looking good on the outside, while below the surface, there's things that are being hidden. And yet, all we have to do is just admit it. Ask, humbly receive, and leave here with joy. It's that easy. Of course, we must be sincere, but it's that easy. And yet, we choose to hide the sin in our life. Many tonight, you know, we can look so good, so religious, so like Christian people, followers of Christ. And below the surface, you know, you only see 10%. The other 90% below the surface, you don't really see. And many, even here tonight perhaps, can be involved in some secret sins that we hide because we're dishonest. God has given us His Son. God has given us the good news to create a safe environment so we can take a look beneath the surface and admit what's there. You don't have to prove that you're lovable. You don't have to prove that you're valuable. You don't have to be right all the time. You could be vulnerable. You can be yourself even if others don't accept you. Why? Because God sees that other 90% below the surface that you are trying to hide from others, and He utterly and totally loves you in Christ. Our relationship with God is not determined by our past or present record or performance. It's based on Jesus' past record that has been credited to our account. And as you open up and you're honest with yourself, with God, with others, you know, that's a little scary. It feels like walking a tightrope without a net. As we discover and as we admit unpleasant things about ourselves. But there is a net. There is a safety net. It's the cross, and it's the good news of Jesus Christ. And I want you tonight to just take a few moments to think about your life and what you might be hiding from others. What good things do you do if the motives really aren't right? Who do you have bitterness in your heart towards? Maybe real hatred towards someone. You don't want it to be there, but it's there. Perhaps some are looking at things on the internet that they shouldn't be looking at. What are you lying about? Might be people who are on the verge of cheating on their spouse. Maybe already involved in adultery. Do you think you're the only one here tonight that didn't drink this week or didn't do a drug this week? Tonight, I'm asking you to be honest before God. Your forgiveness has already been purchased at the cross. It's already been done. Our eyes are on God. Our eyes are on the cross of Christ. We believe in the goodness of God. We believe in the sacrifice of the cross. And so, and maybe it doesn't apply to you. I don't know. Maybe it does. But let's just take a few minutes and just think about what we might be trying to hide. What secret sin we might have. Let's just take a moment to do that.